Welcome. Today we're cutting straight into a really foundational case, the one that essentially redrew the map for land use power in South Africa.
That's right. We're talking about the Habitat Council decision from the Constitutional Court back in 2014.
It tackled this, well, this constant tension. Who really calls the shots on land development? The province or the local municipality?
Exactly.
Our mission here is to unpack how this ruling fundamentally shifted that balance. So let's dig in.
Okay, so the heart of the conflict, really, was this piece of old legislation, Section 44 of the Land Use Planning Ordinance, LUPO.
Right, LUPO.
And Section 44 basically gave the provincial minister the power to hear appeals against decisions made by municipalities on planning applications.
But it wasn't just reviewing them, was it?
No, that's the key point. The minister could actually step in, wipe away the municipality's decision, and just substitute the province's own view. Total replacement power.
And this wasn't just some dusty old law nobody used. There were real cases driving this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Two specific examples really brought it to a head. First, there was the Gordonia Mount Properties Development.
Residential estate.
That's the one. The city, well, they didn't process the application on time. So the province basically said, fine, we'll do it, and granted the rezoning and subdivision itself.
Wow, just bypassed them.
Pretty much. And then, maybe even more pointedly, you had the Gura Investment Trust case.
The Martin Melick Warehouse, that historical building.
Precisely. From 1764, the trust wanted to redevelop it. The city said no, refused special consent.
And the province.
The minister, on appeal under Section 44, just overturned the city's refusal. Direct clash. Province overruling the local decision.
So that really set the stage for the Constitutional Court. What was the big takeaway from their ruling?
Well, the headline is, the Constitutional Court agreed with the High Court. Section 44 of LUPO, unconstitutional, invalid, gone. Just like that. It was a strong endorsement of, you know, robust municipal powers. The court basically said, look, decisions about zoning, about subdivision, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
that falls under municipal planning. And that's listed in the Constitution, Schedule 4, Part B, as an exclusive local government competence.
Okay, here's where I find it gets really interesting, though. The court talked about municipalities being the frontiers of service delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of imply they might be, well, less equipped? Maybe lack the bigger picture view compared to the province. Isn't there a risk if the province can't step in on potentially bad local decisions?
That's the tension, absolutely. And the court addressed it head on. Their logic was, because municipalities are those frontiers, because they have to deal with the immediate consequences, providing services, managing density, roads, water.
The practical stuff.
Exactly. They are actually best placed to make those specific localized planning decisions. The Constitution, particularly Section 155(6), says the province's job isn't to take over, but to support, to regulate standards, to build up that local capacity.
So what about the province's big worry? They argued they needed a veto, didn't they, for those huge projects with potentially massive regional impact?
They did. They raised this sort of bogeyman scenario. What if a municipality approves something huge, like a Sasol 4, a massive industrial plant that could wreck the whole province?
And the court's response?
A clear no. They said provincial powers are coordinate. They work alongside municipalities, think setting broad frameworks, regional plans, that kind of thing.
But not overruling specific zoning decisions.
Absolutely not appellate. They can't just say, we don't like that zoning, we're overturning it. Local decision making for those specific planning functions wins out.
And the court didn't just strike down Section 44. They also rejected that interim fix the High Court tried, right? Something about reading in powers based on oversight.
Precisely. The High Court had tried to salvage some provincial appeal power, maybe limited to oversight or where powers overlapped. But the Constitutional Court shut that down, too.
Why?
They were very clear. Provincial oversight has to be hands-off. It's about setting the rules of the game, providing support, monitoring, not intervening directly to make the call on a specific rezoning or subdivision. That would be usurpation, taking over a core municipal job, and that's constitutionally forbidden.
Okay, so summing it up then, the final order confirmed Section 44 was invalid, effective immediately.
Correct. That appeal power vanished. But crucially, they also said the ruling was not retrospective.
Meaning
decisions already finalized under the old Section 44, like that Martin Melkuk warehouse approval, stood. The ruling only applied going forward and to appeals that were still pending at the time.
So what does this all mean for, you know, land development now?
It means clear lines. Municipalities have autonomy over their core planning functions, zoning and subdivision. Even if provincial interests might differ, the court effectively said that in these specific areas, quote, parochial municipal interests should prevail.
It definitely establishes a clear boundary, which leaves us with a big question, I think. If the province can't use the appeal anymore, can't just veto things, what tools do they have? How can they effectively address a situation where they genuinely believe a municipality is making a planning mistake, but do it in a way that supports rather than overrides? That's something to think about.